This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got our next guest in the studio. Let's get straight to it. Cameron Lukey, who is one of the producers of a very exciting project coming to the Comedy Theatre soon. Welcome, Cameron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
A pleasure. What's it called?
33 Variations.
Right.
Coming to the Comedy Theatre this March with Ellen Burstyn.
Wow.
Oscar winner Ellen Burstyn.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. But before we get to that, give us your background, because you're producing this now, and that's what you do mostly now is producing. But what is your background?
Yeah, so I started producing about 5 years ago with a play called Masterclass about Maria Callas with Maria Mercedes. And since then, I've produced Resident Alien with Paul Capsis, Angels of America.
A brilliant show.
He was wonderful. Just wonderful.
What a character. He's such
Quentin
a character.
Crisp.
Yeah.
And then my most recent show was Tommy Murphy's play Strangers in Between, which we did last midsummer, actually.
And is producing something that you've always wanted to do, or is that something you just fell into? What attracted you producing a show?
It happened quite organically. I started out as an opera singer, actually. And I found an opera that I really loved, and I thought, well, why don't I try to get this off the ground? And that was my introduction to producing. That was an opera about Harvey Milk. And we ended up doing that as a concert a couple of years back with the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Choir. Okay. And so that was, from there it kind of snowballed, and now it's what I do.
So let's get involved in this show, because it's something that, you know, like, you're obviously very excited about and very close to it. You're producing it.
Yes, incredibly excited, because Ellen is one of my heroes. I remember.
How does that happen?
Yeah, how,
like,
do you?
Have
yeah.
you met her? Have you, like, how does that happen that you get this Oscar winner over here to do this?
I was working on another project that I wanted to get off the ground, and I wrote to Ellen's manager to see if she'd be interested in coming to Melbourne. And to my surprise and to my excitement, she was. But then the rights to that play fell through. So I went back to Ellen's manager with a list of plays. I think there was about half a dozen plays that I thought she would be wonderful for. And her manager wrote back to me and said, 33 Variations. She loves it. She's wanted to do it for 10 years since she saw it on Broadway. It's a dream role for her. And that's kind of how it came about.
Isn't that incredible that, you know, so many people would just think, I wouldn't ask because the answer would be no.
But always ask the question.
Actors just want to work, you know. They want opportunity. So
especially if it's a dream role, you know. And I think anyone who knows Ellen's body of work knows she loves a challenge. I mean, some of her most iconic performances were incredibly demanding. Things like The Exorcist, Requiem for a Dream, even House of Cards. Recently, these are really meaty, emotional, physical roles. And without giving too much away, this role is something for her to really get her teeth into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell people, what is it? What is the basis of this play?
So the play is inspired by Beethoven's Dear Belly Variations. And so it cuts between the past, as Beethoven's writing the piece, and Beethoven's played by William McInnes, and the present, where Ellen's character, Catherine, who's a music professor, is trying to uncover the mystery behind the Dear Belly Variations and why Beethoven was so obsessed with this piece. You know, towards the end of his life, when there was so many other things he could have been focusing on and could have been writing. And so, you know, the play interweaves Beethoven's music as kind of punctuation for each of the scenes. And it explores, you know, how life inspires art and art inspires life. And Catherine, as she's going through her research, is also facing, you know, a major challenge of her own. And then dealing with a strained relationship with her daughter, who's played by Lisa McCune. So it's a really beautiful play. It's witty, it's profound. It was written by Moises Kaufman, who wrote The Laramie Project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, when I wrote to Moises, he said that as he was writing it, he often thought of Ellen in the role.
Wow.
So it's kind of serendipity that it's worked out this way.
And now the cast you've got, you've dropped a few of the names. Yeah. A very impressive cast.
Yeah, it's a remarkable cast. I'm so excited to see them all together on stage. I mean, William McInnes as Beethoven, that's going to be delicious. And then Lisa and Ellen as mother and daughter. We've also got Helen Morse, who is, I just think, a stunning actor. We worked together on Angels in America last year, and she was just beautiful in that. She plays a colleague of Ellen's character. Francis Greenslade, who a lot of people know from ABC. He plays Diabelli, the composer whose little melody inspired Beethoven's Diabelli variations. So yeah, it's an incredible ensemble.
So did you find it easier to get these people on board, I suppose, once you had Ellen on as well?
Funny.
Yes.
I remember early on I wrote to a number of agents, and I actually had a couple of agents come back and say, no, really? Like, is before I actually take this to my client, is this really happening? Is she really coming over to do this?
When I read your press release, my first reaction was, is there an Australian actress with the same name?
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm so surprised that I even said Ellen in first name terms about Ellen Burstyn. You know, I just referred to her by her first name.
Yeah.
I don't even, never met the woman, but I just feel like I know her already.
But how ambitious of doing a show like this, like, and getting somebody like her. You know, I was blown away when I was reading the media release, because, you know, you're putting yourself on the line here, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean, what a dream come true to get to work with an actor of Ellen's caliber. Yep. I mean, she's won every award there is to win, and she's been in, she's given two of my favourite performances of all time, which was The Exorcist, which I watched on my 13th birthday. Oh, I remember it crystal clear.
How old is she?
She's just turned 86.
Wow.
And I know she wouldn't mind me saying that. She's very proud to still be working.
Who's directing all of this for you?
Gary Abrams, who directed Angels in America for me a couple of years ago.
We've interviewed Gary on the show.
He's a wonderful director. Yeah. And I think this play plays to a lot of his strengths. Yeah. It's a beautiful text. It's an ensemble piece, similar to Angels. Mm. So I think he'll do a wonderful job.
Mm.
Mm. Wow. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, like, having somebody that famous in Melbourne is going to be really interesting, isn't it?
Well, she arrives a week from tomorrow.
Has she been to Australia before?
She has. She came in 2012 to Melbourne to do some masterclasses.
Uh-huh.
And so she worked with a number of young actors and some more established actors. And I think that's part of the reason she said yes, because, you know, she was familiar with the city. She's made that trip before. It's not like traveling to Mars. I think that helped get her over the line as well.
And you've confirmed off air, it's Melbourne only. This is
a Melbourne exclusive.
Pretty cool.
2.5 weeks only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've got to get another interview in. We'll talk off there. But this is such an important piece the way you're doing it, that we've, you know, like, the people of Melbourne, us, we've got to support you in this. Help spread the word, because it's so important.
I think, without tooting my own horn, this is unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare for an actor, you know, an Oscar-winning legend, to come to Australia to work with an entirely Australian team to create a show here. Usually if they come to Australia, and people like Angela Lansbury and Ian McKellen have come, but they come in West End or Broadway transfers. Mm. So it is really special to be able to create this show here. And hopefully that will set a precedent for future shows, and we won't constantly be having to bring entire teams in from overseas. We can actually create them here.
Have you got something in the back of your mind?
I have a couple of things that I'd love to do.
The way you just said it then, I thought
this is the start of something. So just to recap, what show are we talking about?
33 Variations with Ellen Burstyn, Lisa McCune, William McInnes, Helen Morse, Francis Greenslade. I can go on.
Amazing.
And it's at the Comedy Theatre from the 7th of March.
And how do we get tickets?
You can book at Ticketmaster or the website website is www.33variations, the numbers, not, numbers, 33variations.com.au.
And you said it's only for 2.5 weeks as well?
Yes, it runs until the 24th of March.
So don't dilly-dally, people.
That's going to sell out. I'm saying it's going to sell out.
That's our prediction, Cameron. Yes.
Cameron, thanks so much for coming in. And,
thank you.
And congratulations on doing something this bold.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Sunday Arts Magazine and you're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.